We are speaking today with Pablo Adriani, one of the United Soybean Board experts. First, Pablo, I would like you to tell me just a little bit about your background, if you could tell us what your title is and what you do.
Okay. My first job in Argentina was in Cargill, Argentina, in the commodity marketing division. I worked for Cargill during 10 years, from 1982 to 1992. So I started with my own business as an independent and private consultant on July 1994. My expertise in the commodity markets really begins with Cargill, where I have learned a lot. After that, I have developed a lot of market analysis of the commodity, mainly in every part of the world, for Brazil, Paraguay, Argentina, obvious, and I have done a lot of studies about the future trends of the world demand and the future trends of the local human consumption, all the things related with our business, which is mainly the soybeans in this case. I am agronomist engineer, and I have a master in foreign trade of commodities. Okay, I have more than 20 years experience in the ground, traveling so much to the different countries, and I guess that I can give my expertise very well.
Okay, and you are visiting the United States this week. You are in the center of the futures trading area in Chicago. What are you doing in Chicago this week?
Well, I am assist at the American Seed Trade Association meeting that it's held in Chicago from today till Friday. I will meet many people, many friends of mine. I've been related with the U.S. farmers since 15 years ago, mainly American Soybean Association. So I will meet people from the ASA and USB. And obviously, I am also sharing experience with the Argentinians delegation that I represent, the Argentine Seed Association.
Now, as one of the USB experts, what are you going to be writing about? I guess your column is going to be appearing this week on Tuesday. What are you writing about in your column for U.S. soybean growers to know about?
Well, the main point that I have wrote is related with the volume crushing in Argentina, which from January to August it was practically the same volume crushed compared against the same period of 2008. But what happens this year is that the Argentine soybeans crop has fallen 20 million tons. This is close to 35%, 40% of the crop was killed by the drought. We had the most severe drought in the last 80 years. So, for my analysis, I couldn't understand why, taking in mind that we have 20 million tons less, how can the crushed volume is the same? And the answer is that from September, October, and November, the volume crushed slowed down too much. And this is the key point that I want to show the U.S. farmers. The soybean oil and soybean meal pellet that Argentina sells to the market September to December, the market will not have provided by Argentina. The market will have to provide it from U.S. or Brazil, but mainly from U.S., where you have just finished the crop.
Why is it important for U.S. soybean farmers to know about what's going on in South America?
Because in the last 10 years, the soybean production in South America is still growing from one year to another year. So 10 years ago, the share of the U.S. soybeans in the world market was, 50-60%. Now it's 40%. And the share of the South American soybeans is increasing every year. If you look to the futures trend, there is only three countries where the soybeans can grow, and these countries are United States, Brazil, Argentina, and the small countries like Paraguay and Bolivia and Uruguay, it's also growing. But let me tell you that the globalization in the gray market has not started in 2001-2002. We have 200 years of globalization because the gray markets has been developed during the last 200 years in the different countries. What's the difference? What's the difference from now to the other period of several years ago is that today we have a world demand which is increasing, and is increasing the demand in the countries that it was to be poor countries like China, India, Africa. These poor countries are not poor anymore. They are growing from the economic point of view. People are earning much more money. The income per capita of the Chinese and the Indian are higher and is increasing. And this induces these people to start the consumption of protein, of meat, of protein, of wheat, and of corn. So the better consumption of these countries is the main issue that is pushing the market. And for the future, this will be the same trend. In the last 10 years...
Well, thank you very much. That's Pablo Adriani, who is AgriPac consultant and one of the U.S. Soybean Board's expert advice columnists. And you can read more about that and his advice on South American soybean production and what soybean growers in this country should know about that on the Soybean Checkoff website, unitedsoybean.org. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.